Veronica Ent is always, always working, it seems like. Veronica, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You always seem to surprise me with something that you've got going on. Of course, most of the time we're talking about chamber events.
Right.
So that doesn't surprise me at all. But then what we're talking about this morning is a little bit different from the usual Chamber of Commerce conversations that we have, even though I'm sure you probably have something with the chamber that's going on.
I do.
I'd be really disappointed if we didn't talk about chamber for just a moment. But this morning, as we talk about the Gift House, which is, I guess, relatively new for the community. And so maybe a lot of folks don't know about what Gift House is. So let's talk about what it is first.
Okay. The Gift House is a sober living home located here in Hardingsburg. It is for women who need a place to stay and stay clean and learn how to live clean after difficulties with addiction. Many of them have been incarcerated and they just need a good, safe, clean place to go. So they come to the Gift House. The Gift House has the capacity, I think, for about 9 women at a time. Saturday, they had 7 women living there. Mm-hmm. And the women that live there come there by choice, Jeff. They're not court-ordered there. They just come by choice. They can stay a month or a week or 6 months or however long it takes, to get through the 12 steps and to learn a new lifestyle.
That's terrific, yeah, because so many times there's a time limit on that, but everyone is different.
Yes. We all heal at our own pace and at our own time. That's why there's not a time limit. Some of the ladies that are there now have been there for 8 months. A couple of weeks ago, I had the pleasure of attending a graduation there, and we had 2 young ladies who graduated the 12-step program. And, this is such a big deal for them because many times when they go through this program, which the program involves a lot more than just the 12 steps, there's a spiritual aspect to it. And all of the women that work there, that live there, work. They have to find a job and or be working on their GED in order to stay there because they pay rent while they're there, buy their own groceries and those kinds of things. So
it's primarily the environment is the key to this.
It is the environment. The girls will tell me when I'm there that this is the most welcoming, loving, safe place that they have been in a long, long time. It is a good environment for growth.
And it's good to have other people there with you, too, as you're going through with it that have been through the same thing. And it kind of stick together and work through it together. So that's a great opportunity for someone that needs that.
It is. Everyone who is there, living there, has been through what the new people are going through now. They know how it feels. They call it a sisterhood.
Absolutely.
They really develop close bonds while they're living there.
So obviously in operating a house like this and a program like this and doing what you're doing, there's some cost in operating something like that.
There certainly are. The Gift House opened last March. We're going to have an open house this March, and I'll be back to talk about that because we want the community to come in and see what's going on. This community has been so supportive of this Gift House. They have attended the fundraisers. They have just donated items. There are church groups and there are community groups that just support completely. Our upcoming fundraiser is going to be a fun one. We're going to have a womanless beauty pageant.
Oh, heaven help us.
Yes, yes.
We always love the fun fundraisers, too.
We do, yeah.
Right now, I think Judy told me they had 10 contestants lined up, so it should be a full afternoon.
Yes, and fun.
There's no registration charge, so if there's anyone out there that's interested in being a part of this, we encourage you to call, and I have a couple of numbers I'll give at the end of this broadcast, and participate in this. The fundraising part comes in when each candidate is going to have a container and you're going to vote with your dollars. Vote with your money. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the evening, whomever collects the most money by votes by money, they will be the gift house queen for this year.
That's great.
Yeah, well, no, I think that's it's worthwhile. It's sounds like a whole lot of fun. Now, give us the date and time on that.
Okay, the date is March the 9th. It is at 2 o'clock, and it is at the Mount Zion Family Life Center out on 259.
On 259. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Very good.
Can I volunteer Jeff to be a contestant in this?
you can volunteer.
You can try. I don't know. The last time I was involved with something like this was I was actually emceeing it, and that was an event in and of itself. So.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. No, it's a whole lot of fun. Every time that I've ever been to one, it's always extremely, it's usually just side-splitting laughter.
Yes.
And even if there is an admission charge or whatever, but in this particular case, it sounds like you need to run by the bank and get some singles.
Right. There is not an admission charge, and we do encourage everyone to come out and enjoy this afternoon. There'll be some refreshments provided, and just a good time. Good time to socialize. Good time to share. We'll be sharing information about the gift house, and probably a good time for a good deep belly laugh.
Yes,
I know. Yes. I definitely want to attend this one.
All right, so we'll put that on our calendar, and maybe you and I can get out there and
oh, that'd be great.
We'll be
that'd
there.
Be great.
Yeah, we'll have to again. No, no shouting, make it rain this time, okay? So it's a whole different deal. Now, if people actually just wanted to make a donation, wanted to help out with Gift House, obviously this is a fun way of doing it, but they may have some other capacity that they would like to get involved. And Veronica, how do they get in contact with you or someone else?
Well, you can always contact me at the Chamber. I have information there, and I'm willing to, make sure that the money, if you have money or donations to leave there, I make sure that they get to the gift house. But I have a couple of phone numbers here, and this house is run by Laura Crawford and Judy Metter. That's a mother-daughter team, and they are always full of information and ready to talk to you, and they're there at the house most of the time, so they would be willing to take your donations. But Laura's number is 270-547-8969. That's 270-547-8969. And then Judy's number is 270-668-2465. That's 270-668-2465. And both of those ladies would be willing to talk to you about the gift house and how you can get your donation there. And even maybe if they have specific needs for the gift house, they would be able to talk to you about that.
I know I stopped by one time when they first opened, and they had a fundraiser going on then. And just I talked to some of the girls that were there then and really got a lot of information and saw how great it really was and how it was really helping them.
Right.
So it's great that we have something like that in the community. So.
Yes, it is. It is a life-changing period of time for these young women.
Yes.
And they used to be located behind the post office, and
yes.
Now they've moved to the old Little Flower and Gift Shop, and that's at 401 East 3rd Street. They moved there because there were more bedrooms and more capacity, so now they're able to help more women.
That's great.
Well, Veronica, thank you so much for letting us know about the fundraiser, and hopefully everyone will be sure to put that on their calendars, and I know Jackie and I are going to get together and compare our notes and see if we're available during that time period, and would love to be out there.
We'd love to have you. We'd love to have you come MC if you're available.
I will see what I can do. I will see
what I can
do.
Asking you in front of people.
A good cause like this, yes, I would be willing to do that if I'm available. So,
absolutely. And speaking of, we've been talking about the gift house, but with you being involved with the Chamber, did you have anything today that you've got going on that you'd like to mention?
We have a couple of really exciting things coming up, and I'll be talking about those, but that's a whole interview by itself. But I would like to mention that we have our monthly Chamber breakfast in the morning at the BRAC, 7:30.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds great.
All right. Some biscuit and gravy sounds good, and
yes.
A little Chamber talk.
Yes.
Veronica, thanks for stopping by. We'll talk to you soon about this.
All righty.
All right.
You.
Very good.
Thank you.